Do or die for Scotland tonight.
The Tartan Army is going to be raising the roof off Hampden. The famous Hampden Roar will be in full voice.
Also on the way, the latest from Vegas.
He never said anything to me that I understood in any way to be a warning that something horrible like this was going to happen.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Conor Gillis, and this is Hearts Morning News. It's a massive match for Scotland's World Cup chances tonight. The national side take on Slovakia at Hampden. It's a must-win to keep us in with a chance of securing a qualification playoff spot for Russia 2018. Ian Emerson edits the famous Tartan Army magazine.
I think home advantage is going to mean everything to Scotland. It means when Slovakia hear the Hampden Roar, they won't have heard anything like this in their lives. And, you know, England has struggled Hampden many times, especially the last game, and you know the world champions France have played and got beaten there. So I think the home advantage and the Tartan Army cheering us on is going to mean absolutely everything to get us these points to take us on the road to Russia.
It's going to be a busy one on the trains as well. John McBrien is from ScotRail.
The last trains of the night are likely to be very busy, so please aim to catch an earlier service where possible. Regular commuters who travel home from Glasgow Central on the line via Mount Florida should be aware that services will be much busier than normal with fans heading towards the game.
Also this morning, the girlfriend of the Las Vegas gunman says she had no idea he was planning what he did. Mary Lou Danley has been questioned by the FBI after Stephen Paddock killed more than 50 people at a music festival. Here's her lawyer.
He never said anything to me or took any action that I was aware of that I understood in any way to be a warning that something horrible like this was going to happen.
Laws banning the use of wild animals in circuses are going to be talked about at the Scottish Parliament later on. If they are agreed, it'll make Scotland the first part of the UK to make it illegal to only use the creatures in travelling shows. A Foreign Office minister has met with Scots and five others who've been detained in India for 4 years. Our reporter Finlay Duncan has the details.
Mark Field, the UK's Minister for Asia, visited the so-called Chennai Six yesterday to give them an update on their appeal. Billy Irving from Connell in Argyll is one of the group who were arrested in October 2013 on illegal weapons charges. The men have always protested their innocence, maintaining they held the appropriate licences for the weapons.
There are calls for Scottish football to adopt a UEFA-style approach for tackling offensive behaviour. At the moment, European football's governing body applies strict liability where it can directly punish clubs with things like fines. Campaigners are meeting MSPs later as they bid to bring the method in here too. The Conservatives say they're reviewing security at their conferences. It's after a comedian managed to interrupt the Prime Minister's speech to hand her a P45 yesterday. It's also as Calvin Harris says he didn't approve "This Is What You Came For" being played at the start of the speech. Drivers could face a 55-mile diversion because of plans to close parts of the A82 near Loch Lomond. Road operators say a safety barrier has been damaged and shutting the major route between Tarbert and Clanlarich for 2 weeks is the only option. It would mean traffic being sent via the A83, the A819, the A85 and A82. And Edinburgh has been named as the top cultural and creative city of its size. The European Commission made the capital the winners in a category of 36 other places like Florence and Bratislava. This is Hearts Morning News. Back to your sport now and the Scotland game. Manager Gordon Strachan said his side will forget everything else and just go for it tonight.
Forget the rest of the emotions. The excitement takes over the whole thing and the challenge. When you get challenged, the excitement comes along. So it's really exciting for me at the moment and really enjoyable with the players taking on this challenge.
The Lynx Championship is kicking off in St Andrews, Carnoustie and Kings Barnes this morning as well. Rory McIlroy wants to end his golf season on a high. He's going into the tournament on the back of finishing as runner-up at the British Masters.
Not under pressure to win, and you know the result is if you play well and things go your way, that takes care of itself, but it would just be nice to string a few more good rounds together and put in a good performance, and that'd be a nice way to end the year.
And in showbiz, Claire Foy says she cries every time she watches her latest film, where she plays the wife of a man suffering with polio. Hearts' Angela Carr has the details.
Fresh from playing the Queen in The Crown, Claire stars in Breathe as Diana, the wife of Robin Cavendish, whose life takes a dramatic turn when illness leaves him paralysed. She told us despite the challenges the couple faced, she hopes people will also see the happiness in their story.
People are surprised by how funny the film is and how much joy there is in it, and I think that's because they had to laugh in the face of
the adversity and the suffering that they had, because it was just, you know, the worst possible thing that could have happened. But they managed to laugh all the way through it, so I hope that comes across, I really do.
The movie, which had its premiere last night, was a directorial debut for Lord of the Rings star Andy Serkis. And speaking to us, he had high praise for its star, Andrew Garfield.
The research that he did, the rehearsals that we did, I could see it was going to, I knew he was going to catch fire with that role. And it really is a remarkable performance.
Your weather, mainly dry and bright with sunny spells, possible showers on the coast, feeling cool as well with highs of 13 degrees.